program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Thursday. You know what that means. Tomorrow's Friday, Casual Friday, with my lovely and talented co-host, Elisa Profumo. We've got a great show planned for you today. I've received some emails from individuals who are huge fans of the show asking me why I run best of shows during the week sometimes. And I want to address that. I also want to address a bunch of topics. This first hour, I'm going to be the one that's talking, and this kind of leads into why I'm not doing a best of the first hour. The second hour, we have Vince Andrich coming on. We're going to explore this whole concept of fat burners. Do they really burn fat? Are there things out there that can help you lose fat, and what works and what doesn't? So that's the second hour. But the first hour, we're going to cover a bunch of topics that I think are important that are in the news right now. But I run best of shows from time to time, quite frankly, because two reasons. Number one, there are lots of new listeners that are just finding the shows and they haven't heard some of those shows and they're no longer available in the archives. So I run them again to get them back into the archives, number one, and to have the new listeners be able to hear them. Number two, sometimes, yes, believe it or not, guests fall out, don't respond in time, or I screw up and I miss booking a show. And so the show must go on. And in the nature of true radio, it's, you know, periodically you'll do a best of. Howard Stern does it when he goes on vacations numerous times a year. He'll run older episodes. And obviously the devoted listeners, may not tune in because they've heard that show already and they feel like it's a waste of their time to listen again. And I respect that, but the new listeners have not heard it. So it gives them a chance to kind of get up to speed with where you are, being a devoted listener. But I chose not to do a best of this hour because I've received some emails from people saying, hey, you know what? When you do best of it, we don't like them. We don't want to listen to them. Okay. So you're going to have to listen to me instead. Ha. You asked for it. Anyway. Okay. First things first. Orbit Nutrition is promoting this new line called Genomics. And there are two products that they're promoting very heavily. I want you to check this out. I want you to go to orbitnutrition.com. And check out the new Genomics Slinsane, which is a nutrient partitioner, which will ensure that more of the food you're eating goes to muscle and not fat because it is an insulin mimetic, number one. Number two, Protocol, which is a pre and intra workout drink that will help you blast through your workout better and more productively. And when you use these two products together, they ensure both productive workout and productive muscle building effects from your workouts. Go to orbitnutrition.com today. Check out the new Genomics line, Slinsane and Protocol, and let them know that you heard about it on Superhuman Radio. Okay. Some things that are in the medical orthodoxy news. I subscribe to a variety of different databases. In fact, some of them actually come to me as Dr. Lenore. Shh. Don't tell anybody I'm not a doctor now because they'll take me off their list. But I get these notices from a variety of different databases that physicians subscribe to in order to stay abreast of what's changing in the world of medicine and pharmaceutical drugs. And it's really wonderful because while I rail against these powers out there, I also get to kind of look behind the curtain and see what they're up to. And a lot of times I find these stories intriguing and annoying, but we don't talk about them very much on the air. So I thought that I would talk about a few stories that are coming up that doctors are being promoted to understand right now and let you make some decisions on what you think is really afoot here. The, President Obama is cutting spending and affecting tax cuts and all this other stuff, because the country is in a financial disaster. Unlike countries like Germany, which is a model economy today that most of us should follow, and they actually listen to the people there, actually have input into government, we are really held at arm's length from any kind of real decision making, except for voting. And the government does whatever they want. And right now, there's a lot of discussion about our financial disaster that's going on here in the country. And at the core of this financial disaster is this word healthcare. And the reality is that healthcare really has nothing to do with health. They really should call it sick care, number one. That would be a more appropriate term, because if you're healthy, you don't need any care. And they're not making people healthier. So it's not like they're returning people to health. They're actually allowing people to live sick and broken lives, but masking their symptoms by covering them up with pharmaceuticals. But that's the subject for another show. But right now, there's a lot of discussion on how to best affect financial changes that will help this country get back to a financial healthy status. So in the interest of that, I read an interesting article this morning about the adverse effects of prescription drugs. It's shocking. I estimate that prescription drug, now these are drugs that are not being taken incorrectly necessarily. These are drugs that are being taken the way the doctors are prescribing them, but the patients are having adverse effects to these drugs that are requiring both hospital stays as well as what is known as treat and release stays, which usually means a visit to an emergency room, which is a very, very expensive visit, to the tune of over $4 billion over the course of just a couple years. I mean, this is shocking. $4 billion as a result of adverse effects to prescription drugs. It's estimated that 1.8 million hospital stays were generated between the years of 2006 and 2008, and 838,000 treat and release, which are also considered emergency room. I'm sorry, 2004 and 2008. I apologize, over a four-year period. Still, notwithstanding the length of time, it's still shocking. 838,000 ER visits, which were treated and released as a result of the utilization of prescribed pharmaceutical drugs. This is bizarre. I mean, so in other words, what's happening is the healthcare industry is creating its own work, its own money. Think about this for a second. It's like if your car is broken down, right? You got a flat tire. You bring your car to the mechanic. You say, look, I got a flat. He says, no problem. Leave it here. We'll fix the flat. Come and pick it up in an hour and a half. You go, okay. So you go up the street, you do some shopping, you come back an hour and a half. The flat is fixed, but your windshield's broken. You go to the mechanic. What happened to my windshield? We were moving a piece of furniture. We broke it. Okay, what do I do? Well, it's going to cost you $400 to fix the windshield. Wait a minute. I didn't break the windshield. You broke the windshield. Yeah, but the way it works in the automotive industry is if it's broken and we fix it, you got to pay for it. So in other words, these industries that would fit into this category where they can break things and make you pay for breaking them, for repairing those things that they broke, like the medical industry, can continue to make work for themselves indefinitely. They prescribe drugs. They know people are going to have adverse reactions to the drugs. They make money on the adverse reactions. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, imagine if you were in the pharmaceutical industry and the medical industry and you were profiting and making work for yourself. What a wonderful thing that is. Well, that is exactly what the medical industry is doing right now. When you read this research, hospitalization stays are up 50% right now as a result of adverse reactions to pharmaceutical drugs, up 50%. My God, growing a business by 50% over the course of a four-year period, that's astonishing. Imagine getting, if you're a retailer and you can get 50% more customers over a four-year period, that's fantastic growth. So the medical industry is making, they're printing money now. They you know what? Hey, profits are down. We need to create more adverse reactions to drugs and events so that we can get more hospital stays. I mean, that's really what this equates to. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to give you the top four drugs that are causing these adverse reactions. You're going to be shocked when you hear it. You're not going to believe it. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. If you have a comment about this and you want to call me, call me at 502-690-2298. I'll get you on the air. 502-690-2298. We'll be right back. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Hi, I'm calmed down now. It is frustrating when you think about it. Just think about an industry that can just generate $4 billion just by breaking something and then making you pay for what they broke. Because that's effectively what's happening here. Here are the top four drug categories that are causing these hospital stays and emergency room visits. Again, for appropriately prescribed medications, okay? This isn't a kid who gets into his mother's pill bottle and swallows a bunch of them, gets sick and goes to the hospital. These are people who get a prescription from their doctor. Their doctor says, take this. They take it the way the doctor prescribes it. They end up in the hospital because of an adverse reaction, you know? Okay. Number one on the list, corticosteroids. We're talking about methylprednisone, these types of drugs, which are masks to real problems. They give people these types of drugs when they can't figure out what's causing this problem and that problem. And so they, you know, they put you on some prednisone, and prednisone just shuts everything off. You know, it works on the immune system. We know that what cortisol does, what corticosteroids are. These are the number one offenders. Now, interestingly enough, they had this listed under the word hormones. When I saw this at first, I thought hormones, holy mackerel. Here we come. Here we come. They're going to say, oh, it's the HRT industry is, you know, where, no, not at all. Not testosterone, not estrogen. Not anabolic steroid abuse. That's not even on the list. Didn't even make it. That's below Tylenol. No, corticosteroids, number one. Number two, anticoagulants. We're talking about warfarin, Coumadin. They put every elderly person on one of these drugs nowadays to thin their blood. All these benefits of thinning their blood. If you have an irregular heartbeat, right, they're worried about clotting. So they'll give you Coumadin or warfarin. If you have a thrombotic issue, your blood is such that it's prone to clotting, they'll put you on one of these anticoagulants. If you have a stenosis, narrowing of a major artery in the heart or even in the neck, like carotid artery narrowing, they'll put you on one of these drugs. They put you on these drugs because it makes the blood less viscous and thinner, and it makes you bleed more, and it really makes you prone to a lot of terrible side effects. I mean, remember where these drugs came from. Let it not be avoided that these drugs came from rat poison. This is what's in rat poison. Rat poison is basically Coumadin pellets. That's all it is. What happens is rats eat the pellets, they drink water, and their blood gets so thin that they just hemorrhage. They bleed internally and they bleed to death. And somebody had this bright idea and thought, you know, we could use this stuff in humans to thin their blood. Yeah, because we need to thin people's blood. Well, wait a minute. Fish oil thins your blood. Ginger extract, vitamin E thins your blood. There are so many effective ways to utilize natural anticoagulants. But no, they want to use rat poison. Why? Because they can prescribe it. They can't make any money on vitamin E or fish oil. At least they've been trying to make money on fish oil. We know that. So they prescribe rat poison to people. And it is rat poison. Make no bones about it. I'm not exaggerating this. I'm not saying this, you know, oh, let's equate it to rat. It is. It's the same thing in rat poison. So they put these people on these anticoagulants. They have terrible, terrible side effects, including hemorrhaging, lightheaded, dizziness. They pass out. Organs start to malfunction, and the longer they're on these drugs, the sicker and sicker they become. Number three on the list and number four are tied, and these are anti-neoplastic drugs, which really fall into the chemotherapy-type drugs. These are drugs that are designed to prevent the proliferation of cancers and so on, and immunosuppressing drugs. Which are usually used with people who have either autoimmune disorders and or they will be utilized with people who have organ transplants, and you're trying to get their body to accept the new foreign organ. Those are tied for three. Fourth on the list is opiates. Now, the reason I even mention number four is because there is so much money being spent right now by the pharmaceutical industry and the medical orthodoxy to control the use and abuse of opiates. So much. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Now, we're not talking about illegal use of opiates. We're not talking about going down to the corner and walking up and saying, hey, you got any, you know, what's the drug that Rush Limbaugh was hooked on? Oxycontin? You got any of that stuff there? No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about people who go in and have pain, and their doctor prescribes for them some sort of a painkiller, which is usually an opiate. And this is number four on the list. The shocking part about this is there is a huge amount of money being thrown on trying to eliminate opiates from being prescribed by doctors willy-nilly, from punishing doctors for prescribing opiates or questioning why they prescribe opiates for their patients who suffer from pain. There are punishments being delved out to those doctors. There's discussion about punishing the pharmaceutical companies in line with them. There's discussions about punishing the people themselves who go in and defraud and try to get, and keep in mind, you could have legitimate pain. They can't prove you don't. You can't prove you do other than your word. So this is a really slippery slope we're getting down. But there's all this money being thrown at the number four item on this. There is nothing being discussed about hospitalization stays to prednisone and corticosteroid prescriptions or anticoagulants, which are number one and two. Why aren't they talking to doctors about that? Hey, you know what? You better not prescribe that Coumadin so easily. You better hold back on that prescription pad. Don't write that prescription for Coumadin because we're gonna come and speculate that you're up to no good. No, it's because opiates presumably make people feel better. Remember, we're talking about recreational type drugs here. Oh, God forbid a drug make you feel better. It's okay if it thins your blood and makes you hemorrhage to death. As long as you don't feel good while it's happening, we're not going to worry about it. I mean, think about this. This is the whole fervor that created the recreational drug industry in the first place. Okay? So that's number four on the list. Now, interestingly enough, hospital stays due to prescription drug adverse reactions are most likely 62-year-olds and up. These are elderly people who are being prescribed these drugs. Quite often, they're suffering from what's known as polypharmacy. And that means that their doctor has given them so many different prescriptions. They're on a blood thinner, a blood pressure medicine, a water pill, a statin drug, antidepressant. These poor people, their bodies have been taken hostage by the drugs. Their bodies don't even function anymore. They end up in the hospital most often. Those hospital stays are very, very expensive. That's the 1.8 million hospital stays. Majority of them are 62-year-olds and up. Interestingly enough, the catch and release, as I like to call it, or the treat and release, which is the emergency room visits, are younger people. They're 39 years on average age. They walk into an emergency room. They say, I'm having an adverse reaction to my medication. Or they may not even know they're having an adverse reaction to their medication, but that's what's determined as the reason for their visit. And naturally, they're sent home because they're strong enough and robust enough to bounce back at home. They don't need to be monitored because they're not going to die that day as a result of this. So we don't even know the actual cost to the people who are sent home, that maybe they miss a day or two of work. I mean, this $4 billion estimate is just the direct cost to hospitals for these hospital stays. Again, profits for the hospitals. I mean, they're happy to take that $4 billion, I'm sure. They're happy to see you when your drug backfires on you. Some of the other drugs that made the list for the ER visits were antidepressants and anxiolytics, which are very, very popular drugs now. Doctors will prescribe an antidepressant for anything. You walk in and you say, my dog died, I'm sad. Well, you need an antidepressant. You know, I'm really stressed out at work. Well, you need an anxiolytic. Here, have a Xanax. Walk around numb to the world. Have no normal reactions to happiness or anger any longer. Become one of the walking dead. Take an antidepressant and an anxiolytic. Those also made the list, but not nearly as high up as these other four categories. Now, this is... you may think that I'm making a big to-do about nothing, but you have to remember that we are drowning in financial mire right now. And at the core of our financial mire is quote-unquote healthcare. How do we pay for healthcare? How do we take care of people? There's no interest in taking care of people. There's no interest in healthcare. What politicians, I wish there was a way, what was that movie with Jim Carrey where he couldn't tell a lie anymore? I wish there was a way to make politicians fall into that category just for a couple days so that they would get up there and they'd say, hey, you know, we're really worried about the country because I got to make sure that the pharmaceutical companies get a lot of money because they've donated a lot of money to my campaign. It really has nothing to do with your health and healthcare, but I've promised them. You know, they've taken me on vacation. Lobbyists take me out to dinner all the time. They do a lot of wonderful things for me. I want to pay them back. I'm sorry if you get hurt in the mix, but I got to make sure that they get their dollar from you. So, and really that's the truth. It has nothing to do with healthcare. Nothing at all. It has to do with paying back, rewarding those companies that helped that guy get that job. Think about that. If I helped you get a job, you were paying your bills. You changed your whole lifestyle changed. I took you from a blue collar worker and I got you a $250,000 a year job. My God, you'd want to cook dinner for me every day. Here, you know, come on, we'll come over to the house. Yeah, buy me Christmas gifts, right? Because I just stepped you up. I just set you up. So these politicians, once they're in office, they're like rock stars. Of course, they're going to reward and pay back the people and the entities that helped them get there. And that really is what's at foot here when we talk about this. But if politicians really cared about healthcare, what they would do is this. They would say, anytime an adverse reaction occurs, we don't want the hospital to charge the insurance company because that is not where the problem happened. We want, look at the analogy I gave you about the mechanic. He broke your windshield. He should pay for it because he's the one who broke it. Who really caused the problem? The pharmaceutical companies? And the doctors. I'm sorry, doc, but you know what? You're going to get pulled into this because if you allow a rep come in from a pharmaceutical company and tell you how to prescribe, then you are going to be held accountable. If you don't make good decisions, if you don't understand what drugs interact with which, then you should not be prescribing. It shouldn't be the pharmacist's job, which is most cases what happens, to catch your mistake because that's what usually happens. The pharmacist calls the doctor and says, hey, you really want to prescribe that water pill? With this anticoagulant or whatever, you know, these have a drug in. Oh, really? Well, what would you suggest? Well, I would suggest switching this. Okay, we'll just do that. The doctors don't even know half the time because the reps come in and say, just push this stuff, and the doctors push it. So I say this. When there's an adverse reaction, this $4 billion ought to be passed back to the doctor who prescribed it and let him pass it back to the pharmaceutical rep who suggested it, who can then pass it back to their employer. And let the pharmaceutical industry pay that $4 billion because they're the ones making all the money. That's my opinion on that. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now.
Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to
purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you have a question, you can call me during the first hour at 502-690-2298. The next topic I want to cover really has more to do with aesthetics, but it's an indication of really a deeper problem. There was a study done on African-American women, primarily, to discover why such a large percentage of African-American women above the age of 50 are starting to develop alopecia. They've actually even come up with a new term that it's called central hair loss alopecia. It's CCCA for short. And apparently this is a phenomenon. It's just happening to this population now. The study looked at these individuals, about 400 women, and what they discovered was a combination of things taking place. And this is important for men too. Really, really important for men, African-American men as well. And I'll tell you something else. This is important for men and women of all races. The effects of hair loss or alopecia in over two-thirds of individuals studied always points to not necessarily a hormonal link like DHT, but instead a change in blood flow to the scalp. A change in blood flow to the scalp. You can't ignore this information in light of the fact that the country is really moving towards a pattern of insulin resistance. And we've talked about how insulin resistance increases adrenal hormones like angiotensin converting enzyme, which then constrict the small peripheral blood vessels to the point where nothing can get into them any longer for days, weeks, months, and years until hair follicles are basically just starved off again. But what they're finding out is the combination of this phenomenon related to diabetes, and they pointed it out in the study that there's a link between diabetes of the individuals losing their hair and the use of aesthetic procedures such as hair weaving, hair braiding, hair straightening, and the harsh chemicals used to relax the hair in combination are really causing the hair loss. But I say that it has nothing to do with just those aesthetic procedures. It has more to do with the prevalence of diabetes in the African-American population. Now, why the African-American population tends to become diabetic more readily and faster than some of the European populations is unbeknownst to me. But one only need look at the Pima Indians, who are genetically insulin resistant, and say to yourself, well, maybe their genes evolved under conditions where they did not have access to the vast amount of calories, and I know, for lack of better terms, calories or energy, whatever you want to call it, that we have here in this country, where you can get a dollar, 1,000 calorie, meal loaded with sodium and carbohydrates. And perhaps it's that, especially when you look at the most economically underserved neighborhoods. These are the places where fast food restaurants thrive and prosper. But anyway, getting back to the subject at hand, blood flow is critical for the growth of hair. And individuals who tend to be insulin resistant tend to lose their hair. They lose their hair because of the small vasculature in the scalp being choked off and the follicles just basically going to sleep. Now, here's the good news. That's all reversible. Instead of the African-American women deciding, well, I'll never be able to weave my hair again or put braids in my hair or use these chemicals in my hair, they may have to do that periodically for a short period of time. But what they really need to consider is how to, A, reverse insulin resistance. And, you know, this is interesting because if you talk to somebody about reversing insulin resistance for health benefits, they'll ignore you. I was at a party not too long ago where a guy admitted that he's just about to start on insulin. And I said to him, you know, you can reverse your type 2 diabetes in 6 months. He didn't even respond. He looked at me for a second. He turned his head and started talking to somebody else because in his head, he's thinking to himself, I'm not willing to give up my lifestyle just to be healthier. But now you take a guy who loves his head of hair or a gal who loves her head of hair and you say, hey, you know what? You're going to be bald if you don't change your insulin status, your sensitivity status. You may actually get more attention from them. But frankly, when we start to talk about insulin resistance, one of the phenomenons that occurs is hair loss. We know this. It's prevalent. And it's because of the loss of blood flow to the scalp. So what I say to the women who were in this study is to look at your insulin status, your sensitivity status, and start to do things that will help change that and allow blood flow to start to increase to the scalp. Number two, massage works very well. A lot of people forget that you can massage your scalp every single day, and this will help to open the vasculature up. It won't push the hair out of the follicle. If the hair is strong, it's not going to fall out. If you massage your scalp, you can increase blood flow. Another thing that increases blood flow to the scalp is inversion. Hang off the edge of your bed. Allow the blood to rush into your head and then massage your head while you're doing that to increase blood flow to the scalp. So many studies have shown, regardless of whether they looked at alopecia due to thyroid dysfunction, or hormone imbalances or whatever, there's always a lack of blood flow to the scalp. And so you have to say to yourself, well, you know what? Regardless of what's happening here, there's something is pointing to not enough blood getting to my scalp. And what can I do to increase the blood to my scalp? Well, there's a lot of things you can do that mechanically will increase the blood to your scalp. But one of the most profound things that you can do is to start eating a more paleolithic style diet, or if you want to do the vegan thing the way Mike Mahler and Ori Hofmeckler do it, an ovo-vegan or lacto-vegan thing, so you're getting your adequate amino acid profiles in, because we see how BCAAs are so important for anti-aging. Change the way you eat and start to increase insulin sensitivity and give your hair a chance to sprout. The good news is that hair follicles don't die. They go to sleep. Look at people who undergo chemotherapy. They lose all their hair, but the hair grows back in most instances. The hair follicle has a growth phase. It has a phase of shedding. It has a sleep phase. And the way a hair follicle generally works is it grows for a longer period of time than it sleeps. So I forget the exact numbers, but I feel like it grows for 3 years. It sheds. It sleeps for a couple months, then it starts growing again. So just think that your hair follicle is kind of like, what was his name? Rumpelstiltskin, the guy who fell asleep for a long time. It's just sleeping. That's all it's doing. And it just needs to be revived. And the things that you could do to revive it are, number one, start focusing on reversing your insulin resistance, number one. Number two, inversion. Number three, massage. Number four, anything that you know can actually affect the blood flow to peripheral vasculature. And that includes vitamin E supplementation, especially a complete vitamin E supplement that includes tocotrienols, because there's been research done on tocotrienols that actually shows that it can regrow hair. And tocotrienols are famous for clearing out plaque out of the arteries and veins. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes about a year of taking consistent tocotrienol supplements. But there's evidence that that form of vitamin E can actually clear out plaque. So we see that if tocotrienols are growing, is helping you grow hair, we see the link in its path, a pathway of effectiveness in that it increases blood flow to the small vasculature by clearing out plaque. Then the assumption is if you do the things that you need to do to get blood flow back to your scalp, your hair will have a shot of regrowing. So this is important for men and women. If you want to keep a healthy scalp, if you want to keep a healthy head of hair, pay attention to insulin sensitivity status. Do mechanical things that will increase blood flow, like inversion and scalp massages. And take supplements that are known to increase blood flow, like supplements that increase nitric oxide production, which relaxes vasculature to allow more blood to penetrate and permeate, as well as supplements that we know helps to clear the vasculature of any of the debris that gathers in it, especially these small blood vessels. The smallest ones easily get clogged. Those are the things that you need to be focusing on to help reverse hair loss. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the hour, we will have Vince Andrich on the show. We're going to be talking about fat burners. Do they really burn fat? And is there anything you can do to help expedite lipolysis? Right now, you're just having to put up with me as I discuss some topics in the news of interest. I hope they interest you as well. There's a lot of research now starting to point to the effectiveness of exercise with individuals with both Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis. And to me, this is a no-brainer. I just can't believe that it's taken this long for researchers to say, you know, a weak person becomes stronger through resistance training. And when we look at these diseases, we realize that these poor people who are stricken with these diseases lose control of their muscles and they lose the muscular dexterity and strength. And what if we use the same approach that an athlete, a bodybuilder, a powerlifter, I mean, you name it. What if we use that same approach that they use to go from an averagely strong person to a super strong person, because we know that through the process of building strength, it's not all about muscle. We know that there's a variety of systems that are upregulated when you build strength. Namely, and most importantly, the nervous system. When you deadlift, when you squat, when you bench press, when you work out on one of these machines, you know, hammer strength machine, whatever, you name it. When you perform resistance exercise, aside from the change in the muscular landscape on a cellular level, we also know that there is a change in collateral nervous system. The nerves going into those muscles make greater inroads. We know that the nerves start to make connections to muscle fibers that weren't firing before. When you're doing a workout routine and you're at that last rep and you start to shake and quiver, that's actually new muscle fibers firing that were not enlisted early on in the exercise. And that's what you want. You want to make new, deeper inroads into that muscle to make it stronger. So doesn't it make perfect sense for people who have neurological diseases that affect them and their neuromuscular pathways, that resistance exercise would perhaps start to create new collateral growth of the nervous system and control of the muscle so that the new, stronger functioning nerves and muscle fibers can take over for the non-working ones? I mean, we know athletes that have injured muscles and the other part of the muscle works harder to take over for it. So it's no shock to me. And I'm hoping that more and more people in academia start looking to exercise as a treatment for neuromuscular diseases, as opposed to just relegating people to the hope that some miracle drug is going to come out someday that they'll just be able to take and it'll reverse their disease. They can start reversing their disease now. We actually have a caller on the line. Oh, he hung up. He didn't wait long enough. If that's, if you're still out there, please call back and we'll definitely get you on the air. Anyway, 502-690-2298. Whoever that was that called, call back in. You may have to sit on hold for a moment and listen to me before I bring you on the line. So in summary, I'm hoping that more and more people start to get the religion and understand that it's important for individuals who have these types of disorders to exercise while they're waiting for these cures. We know that there's now a bicycle out that is being sold to Parkinson's disease individuals that actually helps them pedal because of the idea that if you use those muscles, the reverse pathways to the nervous system will start to grow back into the brain, and there'll be new neuronal sprouting in the substantia nigra. It makes perfect sense. And they are seeing results with that now. Individuals who have PD, who spend time on these bikes every day, are either holding the disease back from progressing or actually making progress in the other direction and getting stronger. So, you know, we are an organism, and we adapt to whatever it is that we want to adapt to. If you sit on a sofa and eat crap and don't do anything with your body will adapt and just shut down. If you push back, if you force your heart to pump harder, if you force your muscles to get stronger, your body will respond and get stronger. And all of the pathways involved in strength gaining will also start to work properly again. So I'm hoping that that's something in the near future. The only other thing I want to talk about before we take our last break and I have Vince Andrich on the show is the tax cuts that are going on. Obama is, you know, proposing large cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. And once again, when you look at the things, the dialogue that is being discussed as it relates to cutting back the program benefits, there is still no discussion at all of managing the cost associated to pharmaceutical drugs. This is an atrocity. We as a country should be paying the smallest amount of money because we're the largest buyer. Look, in business, when you are buy high, large quantities, you get deeper discounts. That is not true when the American government pays for pharmaceutical drugs, interestingly enough. Now, you have to ask yourself why. Who set that up? But the pharmaceutical industry gets to charge the U.S. government the suggested retail price for their drugs, which no one pays. The insurance companies don't pay that. Maybe you would if you didn't have insurance and you walked into a pharmacy, you'd pay that. But surely the American government shouldn't be paying that. They should be paying the lowest price because they buy the most. But in all of this hyperbole and discussion about tax cuts and cutting back social programs that are vested programs like Medicare and Medicaid, there is still no discussion about renegotiating the costs and the expense related to pharmaceutical prescriptions. This is an atrocity because that is where the greatest expense is in the system. It's not from hospital visits, although they're expensive. And it's not from fraud, because everybody likes to point that, well, you know, if we have to get rid of the fraud. Fraud is the smallest percentage. The largest percentage of expense to our government as it relates to healthcare, and they like to call it healthcare, is the payment for pharmaceutical drugs. And to who? To the elderly people who are taking 8, 9, and sometimes 10 of these drugs. And it's ridiculous. The pharmaceutical industry is just lining its pockets, and the government is letting them. You have to ask yourself why, and we know the answer, because the politicians who make those decisions, they're getting their little kickback. They're happy, and they really don't care about the rest of us. Okay, you've endured my rants for long enough. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Vince Andrich on the show. We're going to talk about fat burners. Do they work? Do they really burn fat? And if so, what works and what doesn't? Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit
RLSSupplements.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Guess what? You don't have to listen to me any longer because Vince Andrich is in the house. Vince, I just did an hour by myself. I think everybody is pulling their hair out or poking their ears out right now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I failed to do my job and drop the ball on a guest, and so I just basically did like a current events show, and hopefully I'm not going to get a lot of bad emails from people who I've just put through a miserable hour. But anyway, you're here to save the day now, so there you go.
No, I like listening to you when you're just going off topic. It's nice.
Oh, thank you, Vince. All right, so listen, Vince, you know, every day we see ads for fat burners, you know, and let's face it, people, I mean, who wouldn't want to take something that's going to burn fat? I mean, do they really burn fat? What is a fat burner?
Well, you know, fat burners are really, that is a generic term, I believe, for nowadays products that are designed to, help you recompose your body composition. In other words, more muscle, less fat, primarily less fat. And there's a lot of mechanisms that fall under the fat burner general moniker, which is, you know, there's thermogenics, there's carb blockers, there's fat blockers, there's thyroid hormone increasers, appetite suppressants, even cortisol blockers. They're all aimed at really the same thing, which is to increase your body's ability to burn energy or hopefully park energy in the right spot. In other words, park it in muscle, not fat.
But that's not what they're called. If that's the case, they should be called repartitioners, like a lot of people call insulin mimetics. I think it's very strategic of the supplement industry to call them fat burners because they want to imply, let's face it, they want to imply that if you take this supplement, it's going to A, either burn fat all by itself, or B, it's going to enhance the amplitude of the natural fat burning process. When we talk about burning fat, we're saying, hey, I want my body to effectively shift substrate utilization to fat. I want all the energy. I mean, just imagine you got bales of newspaper and you got cords of chopped wood, and you say, you know, I got to burn the newspaper before I burn the wood. So you take the paper and throw it in the fireplace until it's all gone. You burn the paper. Now you're going to shift to wood. The body isn't that effective. We want these drugs, these supplements, to basically do that for us. We want to say, hey, just use fat for energy. I just want to burn the fat. Leave everything else alone. Do they do that? Do they do that? Do they even do that?
Well, no, they don't. The last combination of ingredients that were sold over the counter that actually did that in a big way were ephedrine and caffeine, and you know that's no longer available.
Yeah, the EC, the famous ephedra, caffeine, and aspirin, ECA stack. I think that the aspirin was supposed to do what? Thin the blood, while the caffeine and ephedra increase thermogenesis and metabolic rate, correct?
Yeah, there was also a hypothesis on prostaglandins, I think, and got a little deep there. There's some people that didn't think that that was necessary, and in fact, it might have been counterproductive, but you're right. It was the ephedrine, caffeine, aspirin was the trick of the day.
And you know what? I never did that. That scared the heck out of me. The idea of taking ephedra and caffeine together scared me. And then adding the blood thinning effect of aspirin to it, I just imagined my blood pressure going up and blood squirting out from the corners of my eyes. So
well. Yeah, well, you know, ephedrine got that combination, in particular ephedrine or ephedra, which was sold as an herbal Ma Wong.
Right.
But the active is ephedrine, and it was sold in over-the-counter asthma aids for years.
Right.
Guys, Primatene. We used to take Kedrol and Kep. These were theophylline, ephedra, and I think phenobarbital, but that was for asthmatics.
Right.
And you could buy it over the counter. And, you know, that, I believe, precluded guys using clenbuterol, which is for the same thing. It's asthma.
Right. And yeah, I'm very familiar with what you're talking about. Bronchial dilators especially were also used. And interestingly enough, that's what clenbuterol and albuterol are sold for, in inhalant forms for bronchial dilation, and they naturally have a... Now, but let's talk about this for a second. Those things that we just cited, ephedra, ephedrine, clenbuterol, even to some degree albuterol, they increase both metabolic rate, and they also affect the adrenergic receptor in the body to stimulate lipolysis, to stimulate the body to let go of its fat. So, in essence, drugs like clenbuterol really could be considered fat burners if you want, because they're, number one, it's like if your car idles at 1,000 RPMs and you slightly touch the gas pedal and bring it up to 2,000 RPMs, you're going to be burning slightly more gas sitting still than if you let the car idle at its normal point at 1,000, right? Okay, so if you raise metabolic rate, heart rate, and the metabolic rate of the body, then you are going to burn a little bit more energy sitting still than if you didn't do that. And then if you take in concert with that what clenbuterol does to the beta adrenergic receptors and causing it to allow fat cells to expel what's inside them, that could be considered a fat burner, couldn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay. But ephedra's not, right? Ephedra doesn't have the same effect as clenbuterol.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I'm not an expert on clenbuterol. Back in my bodybuilding days, which ended around exactly in 1988, that was just coming on the scene. We were using what I call traditional weaponry back in those days. There was no GH, or it was just starting to come around, no insulin. It was pretty much anabolics, and the guys would take, there were guys taking thyroid, but for the most part, these other exotic fat-burning agents weren't around, I guess so-called fat-burning agents. And the most popular drug was clenbuterol. After that, I think early 90s, maybe late 80s, after my reign, I'm sure guys were using it, but I wasn't even aware of it.
Okay. So now let's go back to what's available over the counter. What are the typical agents that are sold as fat burners today?
Well, number one on the list is caffeine.
Still a big favorite, isn't it?
Well, it's still a big favorite. You know, again, it's probably the most, I believe it's the most widely used drug, if you want to call it that, on the planet. And it just works. Bottom line, it works.
It does work, doesn't it?
Sure. It's you know, rich in xanthines and methylxanthines, and it basically, you know, increases noradrenaline, and it will allow your body to liberate free fatty acids, so they're allowed to be burned. That's how it works.
Right. Just like clenbuterol. I was going to say the methylxanthine portion of it actually has a beta-adrenergic reaction, just like clenbuterol does in that area, where it allows the fat cell to give up its fat. Then what you do with it thereafter determines whether you burn it or just restore it, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Now, caffeine also does raise metabolic rate gently, doesn't it?
I think you could consider it something that raises metabolic rate. It certainly increases heart rate. I'm not sure what the definition of metabolic rate would be, but yeah, if you want to, I guess, get down to peripheral effects where the central nervous system is stimulated, and that's usually caused by a dump in free fatty acids or even really glucose. A lot of times, what people don't realize with these fat burners per se, and I think it was true of ephedrine, caffeine. People would get tired on too much caffeine and ephedra, believe it or not. And one of the theories I always had, and I'm not sure where it went, but was that in some individuals, if they weren't, and to me, I think they were mostly untrained, the first order of business when your metabolic rate goes up is you will free fatty acids or stored fats, but or fats in the bloodstream, but you also dump glucose out. So a lot of people got this reactive hypoglycemia from it.
Right.
So, that's what they would call it, the crash.
Right.
Well, part of the crash is, to me, blood sugar.
Right. That is what it is. That is what it is, absolutely.
Yeah, you're chewing up blood sugar. And over time, back to ephedrine caffeine, the interesting thing was the central nervous system or peripheral effects go down, and the ability for it to affect, the adrenergic system and raise norepinephrine and all those other things to actually liberate and have fat be used as fuel go up.
Right.
So it's safer with time, not less safe, which is a lot of what the hype we heard over the years, which is, oh, you got to get off that stuff. It's dangerous. Well, I would tell people start off slow and then stay there. And if you ever come down or off the caffeine and ephedra, don't go back on to the amount you left off with. Start slow again. Get
right.
Your body used to it. And most people, I would say that all the help, the negative health hype was overblown and, compounded by the fact that athletes were using them in the wrong context. And when I was at one of the largest companies at the time, EAS, we did a white paper on ephedrine and caffeine because we were going to come out with that product again. We had to present to the board. And what we found was the most egregious state with Ma Wong or ephedra-based incidents in the emergency room,
right,
could be traced back to polypharmacy. So these people were using caffeine, they were using crank, using all kinds of other stimulants, and also they may have had a bottle of Rip Fuel in their cabinet. So they blamed on Rip Fuel.
Right.
And you know, again, most people go to the emergency room. They're not going to admit they're taking these other drugs. But
you should have heard the first half of the show. One of the things I railed about was the 1.8 million hospital visits from prescription medications. I mean, we're talking about appropriately prescribed by a doctor drugs that people end up in the hospital because of adverse reactions. And it's not caffeine and ephedra and none of those things either. You know what I mean? It's just these are some of the most popular drugs being prescribed by doctors today and costing this country about $4 billion, costing the taxpayers probably about $4 billion, and definitely the hospitals are making $4 billion by treating these people. But we just talked about that. It's funny you should bring that up.
Wow. Well, that, I've heard some of those numbers, and my sister works for a very large healthcare provider as a psychiatrist, and they not only are overworked because it's part of the, you know, the these HMO, PPO, these healthcare providers trying to lower their costs.
Right.
But they have this extremely difficult time keeping track of all the medications people are on, and that's where the problem begins.
Yeah, and you know what the funny thing is, the top two medications that cause hospital stays and or treat and release emergency room visits. 1.8 million hospital stays from 2004 to 2008. 838,000 ER visits. Number one, corticosteroids. Prednisone, methylprednisone, reactions to that. Number two, anticoagulants like warfarin and Coumadin, which every old person is on today for one reason or another. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with Vince Andrews talking about fat burners, what works, what doesn't. We'll be right back.
Branded a fool, what will they say?
Hit me!
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more
about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oops. I did it again, baby.
Yeah.
The ladies are gonna love you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Monday the 18th, we're gonna have Professor Philip Filimonov on. We're gonna be talking about IGF-1, long R3, mechanogrowth factors. You can learn more about these peptides on Monday, and you can also get these peptides at opresource.net. And when you go to opresource.net, use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, SUPERHUMAN, the number 2, the number 5, to save an additional 25% off. Hey, order some and follow along on Monday. We'll teach you all about it. Anyway, we're talking today with Vince Andrich. We're talking about fat burners. Do they burn fat? Some of them may. Some of them don't. Okay, so caffeine's number 1 on the list. What's number 2, Vince?
Well, number 2 on the list is, for me, if you're talking about thermogenesis and a real strong action that really isn't an appetite suppressant, it's yohimbine.
Really? Now,
yeah.
Now, yohimbine gets a lot of negative publicity because it's used for sexual enhancement. It even made it into the list on Dr. Oz's show one day about sexual enhancement. It's supposed to increase arousal and libido, but it has the notorious distinction of also increasing blood pressure, correct?
Correct.
So how does yohimbine work? I actually remember back in the day when I used to import Flogel Ultra, which is a very, very powerful transdermal, into the United States. A lot of people used to buy Flogel to mix yohimbine with and nicotine, and then rub it on their fat, and they used to use it as a spot fat reduction product. Yohimbine is a beta adrenergic receptor agonist, isn't it?
Right. That's right. And that's where the theory that the compound accelerates fat loss, and you know, because you have these predominance of these receptors in your thighs and buttocks, it was proposed to be a miracle for women with big, you know, saddlebags.
Right, right.
Or hard to lose body fat.
Right.
In for some men.
And now yeah. Women just use divorce for hard to lose fat. That's exactly
right.
There you go.
Well, yeah, that's a whole other topic. But,
yeah, you, me, and Sean Phillips are going to do a show about that someday. Okay, sorry about
go.
That. All right, so yohimbine. How do people take yohimbine? We know how to caffeine, 200 milligram dose, you're good to go. What about yohimbine? How does that work? What do you take?
Well, most of the brands are around 5 milligrams of, and you're really not supposed to use yohimbine, but they do. You're supposed to use the herb. But there's some companies that seem to have gotten grandfathered in, and others have taken the same,
license, liberty.
Yeah, they took the liberties, and that's one of the issues. Is you know, one company does it, and then they all copy, and then.
Well, I'm not sure. I understand. What is the herb called? I always thought everything was yohimbine hydric HCl. I thought that was it. Is that so? What is the herb called?
It's Pazini Stelia yohimbine.
Ah, okay. So and the active ingredients in it is yohimbine, and so subsequently, when you're taking the whole herb, you have a standardization for a certain amount of this active ingredient. Okay, now
that's
I understand.
That's exactly right. Yeah, okay. And back in the day, the people did it pretty much by the book. Back to dosing, it's about 3 to 5 milligrams per dose in most of these fat burners. Some are higher. I don't have a list in front of me, but I've always thought increments of 3 milligrams is about as high as you want to go. I know there's some products out there that probably start at 5. And, you know, you can feel diaphoretic, which is kind of a nauseating feeling where, you know, you feel cold and clammy and like your blood vessels are, you know, constricted. You feel lousy. I mean, a good friend of mine who develops drinks in the energy category, a high-end drink for sport nutrition, not the ones that are Red Bull and that, which are, I guess, fine. But we're talking about the ones that wind up in the bodybuilding community.
Right.
And he made a great statement to me. You know, if your product can't make someone feel like they have the flu, it won't sell. I mean, that's how strong they need to be. And there's some products on the market that I, you know, started that way and have kind of brought it back down a level because their distribution now warrants them to be more prudent.
Right.
In other words, you know, they came out with a product that it was as strong as it could be, and now that the more mainstream people are picking it up, you got to be careful.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Yohimbine, or the actual herb itself, is number 2 on the list. What's number 3 on your parade of fat burners?
Well, I like L-carnitine, L-tartrate, and it's not really a fat burner, but it allows fat to be imported into mitochondrial.
I was just going to say, I have to disagree with you. I think it is the one fat burner on the category.
To actually burn fat?
Yeah, and you see, it's funny. I know the L-carnitine, L-tartrate is a more effective form of L-carnitine, but the research that's been done by several large organizations who have vested interest in pharmaceutical distribution of L-carnitine have shown that L-carnitine actually works in a similar pathway as growth hormone does, in that it gets the triglycerides into the cell and up against the mitochondria so that the mitochondria doesn't have to reach very far for energy, and it'll use that fat as energy. So to go back to my initial analogy, you know, I want to burn bales of newspaper and I want to burn bales of wood, but I got to go through the newspaper first. Well, if the wood and the newspaper are side by side in the backyard, there's no incentive for me to burn one. It's the same amount of work. But if somebody came and did all the heavy lifting and brought all the newspaper into the house for me, I go, hell, I'm going to burn the newspaper first because it's right here next to the fireplace. I'm not going to go out in the backyard and get the wood. And that's effectively what the L-carnitine does, in my humble opinion of understanding the research.
Well, you know what? I wasn't aware of the research that brings up these other things, or you said growth hormone. And I know that the L-carnitine, L-tartrate basically proved an earlier theory that was supposedly disproved. And you remember in the 80s, people were taking L-carnitine because for the same thing.
Right.
To import the fatty acid. Then they found out that most people didn't have any deficiency in L-carnitine, so ergo there wasn't any effect. Now, I'm not sure if the tartrate and some other versions of it, with carrier molecules are allowing this to do what it's, you know, upregulate your, you know, the whole chain there where your body's, taking other amino acids to make the carnitine it needs to do this job. But it's promising, that's for sure.
You know, growth hormone is truly a fat burner because it actually does cause a shift in substrate utilization. And one of the ways it does that is it makes the mitochondria prefer the triglycerides or the fats, and it shuttles them into the cells more readily. So, and that's why I've always been enamored with L-carnitine from that standpoint, because I've always believed that it works similarly to growth hormone. I'm trying to think of the I want to say Sigma Tau. Sigma
yeah,
Tau.
Yeah.
They produce
the ones that have multiple carnitine forms out there for different things, heart health and
yes.
and others. And they're the leaders in this for sure. They even have, I think they're marketing an arginine. I believe that, it's not an, it might not be an arginine. What is it? I have to better look it up. But it does increase nitric oxide, and a lot of companies are not using it because it's much more expensive than the usual AKG, arginine AKG. So,
yeah.
But their data is much better than for arginine.
Yeah.
I'll actually look it up for you right now.
Okay. Well, but anyway, so L-carnitine L-tartrate, which actually also has been shown to increase receptor, the androgen receptor. But like when guys are on for too long and there's a down regulation of androgen receptors, they take L-carnitine L-tartrate at like 2 grams a day for a few weeks, and it's supposed to increase androgen receptor proliferation and biogenesis in the body. So it's got some other magic to it too. It's interesting stuff.
Yeah, that's when I started taking it again, actually, when I saw that research on the androgen receptor sensitivity. So, but yeah, back in the day, we were drinking, black coffee, black tea, and taking ephedrine, caffeine, and pouring L-carnitine in our drinks.
I gotta believe that works. I gotta believe it works. I was just gonna say, L-carnitine should be stacked with a beta adrenergic receptor agonist. You know, such as yohimbine, because now you're liberating fat, and you're making the body go, I want to burn fat at the same time. So did you find it work? Did it work?
Oh yeah, yeah. We didn't know exactly what was working, but there was several guys. One guy I don't remember, a big Jim Quinn, who was working for Twin Lab at the time. Later on, he started working for Metrex. He was in those ads, The Future of Bodybuilding, the real first big bodybuilder, Big Jim Quinn, looked like an alien coming out of a spaceship.
Really?
In the ads Twin Lab. And he's the guy that started doing that and turned me on to it on one of his trips to Las Vegas for doing, demos for Twin Labs. And so I got on that kick, and we were mixing all kinds of different teas together to get all kinds of a mix of methylxanthines and such. That was our cocktail.
Huh.
And you'll notice if you make some really strong black tea, it's a different feeling than coffee.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different methylxanthines, and I think a cocktail of those, that's partially where the future is going to be, is isolating these and some polyphenols that have action. Similar action.
Okay, we have to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Vince Andrich. Vince, what's your website again, where your blog appears?
Vandrich.com. Vandrich.com is one of the main sites.
All right, VANDRICH.com. You can go to his website and read this information firsthand. And Vince is a wealth of knowledge. He is really considered royalty within the supplement industry. He's got great insights. Visit vandrich.com today. Check him out. We'll be right back. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but
also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder to those of you tuning in late, Orbit Nutrition is blowing out the new genomics product line, Slinsane, which is an insulin mimetic, which will help you repartition the food you take in, more muscle, less fat, and Protocol, which is a pre-intra-workout drink to help you squeeze the most out of your training sessions. Go to orbitnutrition.com, check out the new genomics line, buy something, and let them know you heard about it on Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Vince Andrich. Vince, I got to say this on the air for everybody here. You really are a guy who's operated below the radar for the majority of your career, but you have been involved in some of the biggest projects and biggest products that ever shaped the nutritional and supplement industry. And you've got an amazing, amazing pedigree. If people only knew the products and the things that you've been involved with, I think that you would have a much bigger persona in the market right now than you do. But you've always stayed out of the limelight, haven't you?
I consider myself really lucky, and this hobby turned into a career, and been around a lot of really smart guys as far as product development goes, and marketing, and so. I guess blessed in that regard, and a lot of times when you go to these places that have, an icon like, even Joe Weider, I worked on all their brands there for several years, and a lot of brands that the listeners would never know Weider owned over the years, and then Metrics with Dr. Scott Conley, and EAS with, Bill Phillips, Sean Phillips, and that whole crew, although Bill was checked out, and so is Sean, for the most part, you're around an organization that allows you to see a lot of things and learn a lot. And so, not being in the forefront sometimes isn't so bad. It's fine.
All right, let's get back on track here with the discussion about fat burning. There's a term that's thrown around in our industry, called thermo,
thermogenics. It's believed thermogenics. It's believed that through thermogenics, we can actually, quote unquote, burn fat or at least increase metabolic rate. And if one hopes is shifting the body into fat burning, explain this. First of all, think back in your career. When did the word thermogenesis first hit the industry?
Wow, I'd have to look back and see if Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw's first book, Life Extension, used that term. I know they used the term non-shivering thermogenesis, which is something we want to talk about. That's probably the first time I heard the term. It could have been out there before that, but that book was really the predecessor to people getting involved in sport nutrition with the understanding that natural compounds actually can work. In other words, it wasn't just BS anymore. You know, up until then it was, you know, protein powders and, you know, the fat burners and all these other things. You got to remember there's no creatine, there's nothing out. You know, protein was the staple. There's all kinds of other goofy items out there that really didn't do anything. Then all of a sudden this book hits and you start to learn about how amino acids, you know, affect different pathways, single amino acids, and growth hormone could possibly be released with specific amino acids, and thermogenesis can be increased with certain activities and compounds. And I think that opened everybody's eyes to a lot of things, not only thermogenesis.
Right. Okay. All right, so thermogenesis is basically what in a nutshell?
Thermogenesis is your body's response to, you know, the first, I guess the main priority of thermogenesis is to regulate body temperature. So in other words, if you're in the cold, your thermostat kicks up and heats your skin up. And in the process of heating you up, you burn more calories.
Okay, so basically we come back to the analogy that I gave before. If your car normally idles at 1,000 RPMs when it's sitting still and disengaged, let's say that's the normal, and that burns, you know, a certain amount of gas per hour, and you just gently press the accelerator pedal down till it's burning 2,000, it's running at 2,000 RPMs while sitting still and disengaged, and you're burning X times the amount of gas you normally burn at 1,000, this is kind of the way thermogenesis works, right?
That's exactly right.
So you're basically bumping up the body's utilization of energy at rest. And then naturally, it goes hand in hand that if you're working, that's also going to be bumped up.
Right.
Okay.
And you also get a rise in heat post-meal, food ingestion, and the breakdown of the types of food that you eat at a particular meal can have an impact on how much your body temperature goes up.
Right, postprandial thermogenesis, exactly.
That's right. And so, you know, you'll notice if your metabolism, you know, we used to say, you know, if your metabolism is really working and you haven't, and going back to guys that, or you know, mainly guys that had used other drugs, so to speak, to short circuit the system and increase thermogenesis and or increase, you know, their anabolic status. People that use things like thyroid, the thought was, well, if you use that, you're going to blow your thermostat out. And one of the things you would ask people is when you eat a meal, basically a mixed meal, does your neck get warm? If it does, you're probably still okay.
Isn't that funny? That's what happens when I eat a very large meal that has a great thermogenic effect postprandial. I start to sweat at my shoulders and my neck. Isn't that funny?
Well, you're kicking, you're working. It's working.
Yeah. Okay. I thought that was just me. I never realized that was like a normal response. You just eliminated one of the things that I wanted to learn more about myself off the list. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. No, I mean, that's why, you know, they used to always say, check your temperature in the morning.
Right.
You can get an idea of your thyroid output.
So are there thermogenic aids out there? We understand postprandial thermogenesis. Are there ways to cause the body to kind of push down on the accelerator just gently?
Sure. The one of the easiest ways is to, you know, set your thermostat in the in the winter months, keep it low. A new study just came out. If you go from room temp at 75 to 66 Fahrenheit, you get a 6% increase. I mean, that's huge. 6% increase in energy expenditure.
That's absolutely gently pushing down on the accelerator of your body. That's fantastic.
That's exactly the idea. And, you know, that was the whole idea of non-shivering thermogenesis is just to go to the point where you're not shivering because you don't kick in any other protective mechanisms. You're just, like you say, tapping on the accelerator slightly. Hey, remember, with a lot of these things, the backside is the body will, try to wire the system so that the effect is mitigated.
Right.
You can't go too far with one modality because you want to run into the next one that's trying to counteract it.
So now let's delve it a little bit deeper into thermogenesis. Thermogenesis actually does throw off body heat. So basically what we're saying is anything that makes you raise your body's temperature is effectively gently pushing down on the accelerator, right?
That's right.
Okay. So
that's right.
When your body is fighting against the ambient cold temperature of the room, it has to turn up its furnace to keep core body temperature stabilized, and subsequently this is going to burn more calories because you're burning more wood. It's like you got to throw more wood in the fireplace to turn up the heat. Think of your inner body having a fireplace, and if it's cold out, you got to put more wood in the fireplace to kick out more heat. Are there supplements that cause thermogenesis? I don't want you to answer this yet. I want you to think about the question. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about supplements that may have a thermogenic effect. We're talking today with Vince Andrich. You can learn more about him at his blog at vandrich, vandrich.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. The fourth most
abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Vince Andrich. We're talking about fat burners, thermogenesis. Okay. We know certain foods are more thermogenic than others, like protein, for instance. What about supplements? Are there any supplements that turn up the body's temperature and metabolic rate through thermogenesis? What do you think, Vince?
Well, yeah, well, sure. I mean, you can go back to caffeine can be considered a thermogenic, for sure. You know, I guess Yohimbe, I mean, the verdict's out on that. But these polyphenols, EGCG, epicatechin gallate.
Which is found in green tea, right?
In green tea. And there's also some really nice research on apple polyphenols.
Really?
And I think from and also cherries. And that's probably where you're going to get the next wave of fat burners and thermogenic agents, because these polyphenols, they raise catechols, and that's the ticket. You raise catecholamines, you raise norepinephrine, noradrenaline, and then you're off to the races.
Now, it should also be said that people need to be realistic about the effects of agents that are designed to either be fat burners or thermogenics. I think people want them to work way too fast. Would you agree with that statement?
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah. if you're using a thermogenic aid to increase lipolysis, or if you're using any of these things we're talking about, you know, that are supposed to be fat burners, you have to be realistic and wait for the results to occur over months. And I think most people subscribe to the, you know, well, I don't see any change in 2 days, I better take more, and they just keep taking more and more of the stuff, and then they have adverse reactions to them.
Right, right. Well, again, you can only, you know, tap on, like you say, tap on the accelerator. In my view, you can only use a specific modality. You have to be prudent, because, again, the backside of all these tricks and or, you know, shortcuts, and fat burners, no matter what the mechanism is, they can have a backside. And so, you know, a little is good, more is not better.
Right. 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 And you have to be very careful with this particular class of products, because you can actually push yourself into a state of tachycardia, high blood pressure, and they can get very dangerous. So you have to really tread very lightly with these types of things and kind of get to know them first. We were talking off the air about the effective lowest dose of Yohimbine, and you were saying that as little as 1 milligram is a very respectable dose, because it's very powerful stuff. And I think a lot of people would think, gee, 1 milligram? I mean, what's that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. You know, they think they have to, you know, feel extremely wired, or like I said before, like you're coming down with the flu for something to be working, and that's really not the case. It's just not.
And give it some time. Don't look at yourself in a week, look at yourself in a month of giving it some time, maybe taking a dose of some of these things that you don't necessarily feel, quote unquote, but that doesn't mean that they're not working. I want to talk about one other class of agents that seems to be very popular right now, which actually makes me afraid. I'm afraid of their effects. And that is the metabolic uncouplers, the mitochondrial uncouplers, like DNP, which is an industrial solvent that's found its way into the underground side of the industry, and even over-the-counter products like fucoxanthin, which is found, it's a pigment of seaweed that has also been shown to be a mitochondrial uncoupler. And I even think eucenic acid, isn't that also one of the mitochondrial?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that eucenic acid, which actually there is some question out there of its safety because of hepatic stress, and there's question out there whether some people have lost their livers taking product with eucenic acid, while some other people take it and nothing happens to them. But these mitochondrial uncouplers are equivalent to the analogy of to take the same fireplace, you're burning paper, you're burning logs, it doesn't matter. But while you're picking up the paper and the logs to carry over to the fireplace, you're wearing a ball and chain on each leg and on each arm. So not only are you having to drag the weight of this stuff over there and throw it in, but you're dragging all the weight of these balls and chains tethering you down. They actually make the mitochondria less efficient, which requires it to burn more fuel and subsequently also put out a great deal more metabolic sludge and waste and reactive oxygen species is increased when you use these mitochondrial uncouplers. So to me, they're almost like the opposite, the antithesis of anti-aging. They actually are pro-aging type products.
They're 100%. And then, you know, the eucenic acid and DNP, I mean, that is definitely not the way to go. I mean, you're basically burning your mitochondria up. In other words, you know, it's much like any of these other agents, whether it be anabolics, whether it be insulin mimetics, thyroid, you tap on the gas and you're playing with the receptor. You know, you're playing catch with the receptor on the other end, and you burn the receptor out, you're toast. So these uncouplers, when they're extreme like DMP, they work like a miracle. But then when you're off, the whole system is, and a lot of it is related to oxidative stress.
Right.
That, you've got an engine now that's got, you know, fouled spark plugs, and you're not efficient at all anymore.
Right.
And, you know, if you look at a lot of the polyphenols and some of these other agents that have shown now promise for in the realm of increasing energy expenditure, a lot of them are really great antioxidants. So there's something to that, not screwing with the elegant system that we have.
Yeah.
And overstressing it, and in other words, like you say, hitting the gas too hard, too fast, too long. That's not good.
Some people also want to take fat burners and these types of agents to make up for their sloppy nutritional protocols. You can't do that. These things only work if all the other things you're doing are correct. You can't use these products to make up for what you're not doing nutritionally. And I want people to remember that too, along with you have to give them time. You could start drinking a cup of coffee every day that has 200 or 300 milligrams of caffeine in it, or start drinking some very potent black teas and combine that with some L-carnitine, L-tartrate, or even some thermogenic products and try to accelerate and promote the utilization of fat as fuel. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not even going to happen quickly. You have to give it months. At the same time, you have to stay eat clean and do the right thing for those same months, so that the net result is that the body utilizes maybe 10% more energy, and that and the utilization of that energy is shifted to the preference of fat as that source of energy. So, and basically what you're saying is this. Fat burners are not going to make you lean. They're just going to make you more efficient at getting lean and make you get leaner a little, and I use the word little specifically, faster, a little faster. But nothing is going to ever make up for proper nutrition, exercise, period, end of story. Would you agree with that statement?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, even the blog I talked about, fat burners, you know, you can never outrun your mouth. It's my
I like that. Yeah.
You just can't. And so that's, you know, number one. Number two, I even put in here a couple of our shows back on BodyRx. We were delving into the Suzanne Devkota paper about carbohydrate intake versus protein. And if you remember, all you have to do is take, you know, a diet that's 65% of energy and carbs down to 35%, and you get an amazing shift in where those carbs are stored. And so those tricks add up to, like you said, with the, you know, using, you know, black tea, using L-carnitine, L-tartrate, maybe a touch of yohimbine. Now you've got a cocktail and a recipe for success without crashing the car.
Yeah. Now you invoked the BodyRx show, so let's talk to people a little bit. We will have our grand reopening of the BodyRx show the 21st of this month, correct?
That's right.
And
we had some really great guests coming on.
Well, not only do we have really great guests, first of all, it should be understood that the reason that the BodyRx show has been on a little bit of a sojourn is because we have been recreating the show so that it is a better show and people will like it more. We have some fantastic contributors to the show right now. Why don't you talk about that?
Well, we have Pat Arnold, who's a regular, and the listeners out there don't know Pat's pedigree. He's probably one of the most gifted product designers or biochemists in this industry. He brought us all the Andros. He was the father of pro hormones. And, you know, he also brought, you know, geranamine to the market, which is now, again, we didn't talk about it, which is, you know, now considered, you know, one of the elite fat burners out there, although we're not really sure what the mechanism might be. I think it's more of a euphoric feeling, which tends to lend itself to an appetite reduction.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably more of where the work's being done on that.
Right.
But Pat, you know, Pat just got a really great history of putting out rock solid products, no hype. He understands, you know, the hormonal milieu as far as losing body fat, gaining muscle, probably better than anyone.
And you know what? And we have to say something about Pat, okay? I want to say it because I want people to understand how profoundly gifted this guy is. If you don't know who Pat Arnold is, how profoundly gifted he is in finding information deep within research and extrapolating it and coming up with supplements that work. He is the scientist that was at the core of the whole scandal between Olympic athletes and professional athletes with the product called the Clear, which was also called THG. He's the guy who created that. The guy is such a genius that the largest, most important, most impressive athletes in the world were utilizing his science in professional sports and collegiate and Olympic sports. So the guy is not some hack supplement formulator who, you know, basically takes something that's already out there and kind of dresses it up and repurposes it and says, hey, you know, use this. He comes up with novel and new things that no one is thinking of. No one even sees. It's not even a matter of radar. The guy has ESP when it comes to this sort of stuff. So he's going to be on the show, and you don't want to miss his pearls of wisdom at all. Who else is going to be on the show now?
Well, we have Lane Norton, who is now just a recent PhD. Dr. Lane Dr. Lane Norton. I love saying that.
I know. I got to start calling him Dr. Norton now. This is, you know, this reminds me of an old episode of The Honeymooners with Ralph Cramden referring to Ed Norton, his friend, as Dr. Norton when they were trying to get their way through the hospital. They were both wearing lab coats. So I'm going to have to refer to him as Dr. Norton now from now on.
Dr. Norton, and if people don't know, Dr. Norton is very knowledgeable. His PhD is in protein metabolism, and he's probably one of the top, if not the, you know, he's a super upper echelon in powerlifting, natural powerlifting, and bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And the guy practices what he preaches. He's very astute on not only protein, but also other supplements that you will come into contact in the marketplace. And he's a down-to-earth great guy. He's got, you know, the science background now with so much practical experience. He's a gem. I mean, he has both sides covered, like nobody's business.
Yeah. And then,
you know, we also have Professor Andro.
Right, Professor Dr. Andro.
Yeah, Andro, which to me, I mean, if people out there haven't gone to Subversity, his blog, I always have it up, subversity.blogspot.com.
Right.
Yeah, probably the most profound writer as far as bringing the science to the layman and making giving you the gold nuggets you need to understand what the science means.
Right.
Great site if you want to go there, and I do it all the time. I search keywords and find great stuff. He's on our show now, and most people don't know he's a physicist.
Yeah,
right?
a nuclear physicist. We just did a show in Fukushima the other day.
Right, and we're gonna bring him in also on training modalities. You know, because of course he's very, very astute as far as that area of being a physicist, and you know how to really stress a muscle. Angles, leverage, gravity, all of it. Great addition to the show. And, of course, you know, our leader is Dr. Scott Connolly, who's kind of the dean of all of us guys. And he helps us ferret out concepts and show ideas and does a lot of interaction with the top researchers in the world on their most recent papers, trying to, you know, help us all understand what's real and what's not real out there, and boiling it down to just a couple of bullet points where, you know, he's very, I will say this, a lot of people are kind of spooked when they hear him speak because his vocabulary is ridiculous. And,
I've talked about it on the show, actually. I've actually talked about this. You know what I say? I say, get yourself a flipping dictionary and add these words to your vocabulary. Dr. Connolly pushes us to be more intelligent. What's wrong with that? Don't be discouraged if you don't understand the word. Hit the podcast pause button. Get yourself a dictionary. Look the word up. Add it to your vocabulary. So not only are you learning new concepts, but the guy is educating you and expanding your vocabulary. Then when you're out in public and you're talking and you throw one of those words out, people are going to go, "Damn, this guy's smart."
Right,
don't be put off by it. Be educated by it.
No, I agree, and I will need to tell the listeners this. I mean, you mentioned I've been at a lot of great companies, and like I said, very lucky to work with a lot of very smart people. Guys like Pat Arnold, companies like Metrics with Dr. Connolly, even Weider Nutrition, you know, they got a bad rap, you know, for many, many years for things that happened decades ago. But NEAS and others, you know, not Fortune 500, but publicly traded companies that have the wherewithal to have the best science guys on their team. And in many cases, especially with Weider, you know, we had 15 PhDs working with us.
Yeah.
I have never worked with anybody like Dr. Connolly. Never. He's beyond reproach when it comes to protein metabolism, insinuating fat loss, body recomposition. Is just unbelievable knowledge base. And anyone who's comes from academia and speaks with Dr. Connolly, or if I speak to them about coming on the show, or hey, I'm working with Dr. Connolly on something, instant credibility.
Yeah.
And so I think we have a great lineup of people on the show. We also, of course, we have you, Carl, which I think you're the most knowledgeable guy in this space. You do a great radio show. Now I'm pumping up a little bit, but you understand these concepts, but you are very, very good at moderating the discussion so that the listener can have some takeaway.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bullet points. And it's always interesting. And, you know, even today, we're sitting here talking and you're bringing up things that I didn't know at all. So it's always great.
I make that stuff up, but none of it's true. Anyway, listen, Vince, we've come to the end of the interview, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You know that. This is like a love fest today between Vince Andrews and I. And hopefully
Thanks
you got
again,
some.
Bro.
There you go. And hopefully you got something about the fat burners there. They do work. There are things you can do. Just be patient with them. Don't overdo it with them. Give your body time and do all the other things you need to do, and you will burn more body fat. And thanks for enduring me for the first hour and my rants. We'll see you tomorrow. We've got a great show tomorrow. My co-host, Elisa Profumo, has put a lot of work into the Casual Friday show tomorrow. More gifts will be given away. Don't miss it. Hey, Vince, take care, brother.
You got it. Thanks.
Okay, we'll see everybody tomorrow.